goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. Friday, August 12, another great day in New York. Today, we are here with Karen McMahon, who is a divorce coach. Karen, you there?
Yes. Hi, Larry.
Hi. I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Okay, great. First of all, tell us who you are, a little bit about yourself, and why you're an authority on button pushing.
Yeah, thank you. I am a divorce coach. I work primarily with people who are struggling in their marriage, in the midst of a divorce, or have gone through a divorce and are trying to figure out how to move forward in their lives. The issue of button pushing comes up because whenever we're in angst, our initial focus is on what the other person is doing. And the benefit of looking at our part in it is where our growth is. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me, Karen. You know, I always say that this show is all about me. And one thing I know is that if there's one person in the world who knows how to push my buttons and get me to react, it's my former spouse. So, why do we react to our buttons being pushed? Why do we react to our buttons being pushed?
Well, the interesting thing is that the buttons predate the spouse or the child or the person who really seems to get under our skin. And that's where the real work and improvement, self-growth is kind of saying, what's the button, not who's pushing it. Part of what we'll talk about is actually not shooting the messenger, that the person pushing the button is just the messenger, and that the real thing is, what is it that irks me so much when somebody does X, whatever that thing is?
Is this like psychology where we go back to my mother?
Well, maybe just for a moment, Larry.
Okay.
So what? Let me ask you, what would you say is one of your tender buttons?
When I'm not heard. Does that make sense? For a
yeah.
guy with a booming voice like mine, when I'm not heard.
And tell me a little bit more.
Well,
about
I mean,
that.
You
what
can
happened?
Talk and you know somebody's not listening to you, be it your mother, be it your children, be it your spouse. You know, and you're talking, you could talk until you're blue in the face, and you recognize that they're not hearing you. And as they're not hearing you, or not, you know, I'm not saying that they have to listen and obey, but they have to hear and consider. And when I don't feel I'm getting heard or considered, that's when my buttons get pushed. That's one of the ways my buttons get pushed.
Right. That's a perfect example. And what happens is you have a reaction. And what is your typical reaction when that happens?
Red in the face, scream, blow off some steam. Not terribly good things. Sometimes be so angry that I can be hurtful when I don't even need to be hurtful.
And what today's topic is about is how do you take a moment. And when you say something, that you're saying it from a calmer place, and so it's not the angst and the anger that the other person is hearing, but rather the message that, and your message is a good one. I'm asking you to hear me. I deserve to be heard, and it is frustrating when you don't, as opposed to the screaming and the yelling, where what they get is your emotional load instead of your message.
So what's the answer? How do I de-explode?
Well,
or implode, if you will.
Oh, you don't want to implode either. I mean, that's just another way of reacting. So
okay.
One can either scream and yell, or one can give the silent treatment and kind of pull back.
You've
and
met my former
really
spouse.
Good because it's not opening up healthy communication. So there's two things that we need to look at here.
Karen.
One is, yes.
You've met my former spouse about the silent treatment.
Oh, and that's actually sometimes more painful.
That's true.
There are issues of abandonment and rejection that come along for people who are dealing with the silent treatment, so it seems less abusive, and yet it's just as bad.
Or worse.
So there's two things, as I was saying. One is your reaction and how to respond instead of react. And the other side of that is, why am I reacting? Why is this driving me so nuts? And so the question becomes, what is it about not being heard? What does that mean to you? Like, if we take your example, Larry.
We're not doing a session now, are we?
What does it mean to you to not be heard? What does it bring up for you when someone's like not hearing your words?
Well, it brings up mom and dad. You know the old expression, I don't like your tone? I used to get that all the time. I don't like your tone. It was not terribly relevant to what I had to say, but, you know, it diverted them. And it left me not considered. We are doing a session now, aren't we?
Yeah. And you know it's interesting, it diminishes your feelings.
And it diminishes your self-worth, too.
Right.
Why aren't they listening to me? Is what I have to say so stupid and so inconsequential that they're not listening?
Exactly. And so the reaction is the offense to that.
And as opposed to reaction, we're looking for a response.
A response.
And a response is a reason to act, whereas a reaction is an emotional knee-jerk reaction. I know I used the same word twice. Right? Is that fair?
It's exactly what it is.
Okay. Are there any, I don't know, are there any tips on how to train yourself to not react?
Well, we have a bunch of steps. That's a great question. So the first thing is, when you feel upset,
right,
it's a setup. And that's like a key to think about. So when you're upset, you're being set up to look at your triggers.
Well, that's a good thing if you're going to look at your triggers, but it's kind of like you're set up to react to your triggers, I think.
Well, step one is always awareness.
Okay.
And that's what we're hoping to do for your audience today, is to say, don't only look at what the other person's doing, that they're not hearing you, or they're being abusive, or they're walking away, but rather, and that's, it makes sense that that would bother you and that it would upset you, but that the gift in going through the struggle is growing. Growth is in saying, okay, what he or she did was wrong. Why am I reacting so badly?
We're going to talk more about this in a minute. We are on the other side of the break. We're up against the break now. You are listening to Karen McMahon, divorce coach, on the Divorce Hour with me, Larry Bloom, at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Don't push my button.
Monster that is within, I have within a problem solver. At the push of a button, I'll turn a gangster into a bitch, turn a lion into a mouse, turn a slave into an owner, and turn
there we go. That, believe it or not, is the beginning of Don't Push My Buttons by Lou, L-U-U, Breeze. Karen, you still with me?
I am.
I always like to play appropriate music, so I hope you found that a little interesting.
I got a chuckle out of that.
Okay, good. We're in step one, awareness. Aware of that the button is being pushed and aware of where that button is. I assume we also have to delve in and look for the source of that button, so to speak.
Well, if we could use your example again.
Okay. I can give you another one, too.
Well, we'll stick with this, and we'll actually use another one in a little while.
Okay.
But once you know that this is something that's happened to you, you get frustrated when someone's not hearing you, you feel that your feelings and your worth is diminished, then you have an awareness. Now, instead of screaming or fighting, how would you respond differently to the person who's not hearing you?
Speak calmer and more slowly. That's what I would do. You know, it's funny. Since my divorce is over, the only one who can push my buttons is my ex. Nobody else pushes my buttons. It's unbelievable. I used to be the angry young man. Now I'm a less angry older man.
Now that's a really interesting point. What do you think has happened to your buttons?
I think my buttons have been... Well, I think that with age, you tend to slow down. So... You know, going back to the original button pushing, Mom and Dad would say, count to 10. Maybe what my body is doing and my mind is saying, I need to not necessarily count to 10, but maybe count to 2. And I tend to be doing that. And the only one I truly react to is my ex. And most of the time, I don't react unless she's doing something to hurt our children.
Right.
Or either of them.
The key here is that those buttons or triggers, that's where you're going to grow. And to the degree that you're aware of them, you can desensitize them. It doesn't mean that the other person isn't annoying you, frustrating you, but you come at it from a different place. You say, you know what? This is how I feel when you do that, and when you're ready to, whatever, have a conversation with me, we can talk differently. You, and then they hear your words, and you've grown because you're not finding yourself on a string, acting and reacting to them.
Well, I've been pretty good when the attacks get personal. I usually say, I believe this conversation is over for now. I'll talk to you another time. Because I don't want to react. I don't want to yell back. I don't want to do it.
But when it involves your children...
But when it involves my children, it's like a knife in my heart. And I want to do everything to get the knife out and stop the bleeding as quickly as possible. And that usually means get the F away from me and how dare you. I found that those are the three worst words you can use in a marriage. How dare you? Because you're now placing the other person on defensive. And you really don't want to do that in a marriage. You want cooperation and communication. Once I say, how dare you, that's going to just shut her up longer than she would normally give me the silent treatment for. Would you agree?
True, and the other thing is you put yourself in almost like a victim position, and you're empowering the other person. And so if you look at it differently, if you say, okay, there's something going on here, it's not working for me, and you begin to talk to them and tell them this is what's going on. Now, they may still not listen to you. And we can't control that person. Whenever you're in conflict, you want to control how the other person is going to listen to you or act. And one of the key things is we only have control over ourselves. And that's kind of the point of this whole topic is you're going to be in conflict, especially if you're going through a divorce. You can't control your soon-to-be ex, but you can control yourself and learn a lot from the struggle you're going through. And if you come out the other side with a better sense of your triggers, with more capability to respond instead of react, that's not only going to help you in your next intimate relationship, it's going to help you in every relationship.
Karen, let me try and give you a more recent, a more current trigger. People go out, they go to work, or they stay home with the kids, which is also work. And the stock market drops 500, 600 points, or it goes up 500, 600 points. We're on an emotional roller coaster with that. And then all of a sudden you get home, and let's say she's the breadwinner, and he says, oh, we need a new car, we need to take a vacation, we need to spend this money. And all you want to do is say, leave me alone. I don't want to hear it. I don't know if we have enough money to make it to next week. How can I worry about a vacation?
Right.
So how do you get on the same page with that? I mean, clearly, if he or she is going to continue to nag you, in this scenario, at some point you're going to snap. Because your nerves are frayed from the stock market.
Right. So when you're under a lot of stress, the question becomes, how do you handle additional conflict on top of that?
Okay.
And it comes down to how you I almost want to use the word energetically, handle difficult situations. The more you go through, you might be in a victim place where, oh my God, I've almost lost all of my money. I'm completely stressed out. I'm coming home. My spouse is like totally not getting it and like asking me to spend more. I'm ready to explode.
Right.
And I'm angry, and I'm in a place of either feeling like a victim or feeling filled with conflict. And then you're going to react from that place. But a step up from that is, you know what? There are things that are happening that are beyond my control. I'm fearful. I feel the fear, but I'm not going to dive into it. And you almost you begin to reframe. How do I cope with this? And that's like a totally different energy. It's a much healthier place at any point in time, whether something devastating happens to your health, your child, your finances. You have a choice of how you're going to respond or react.
Uh-huh.
It could be from a place of total fear and anxiety and angst, as if you have control, which you don't. Or it can be from this place of, you know what? I can only control myself. I can't do anything else. I have to not allow my fear to take over, that, like, I'm going to be homeless next week. And I have to rationalize and reframe this in a way where I can move forward. Now, that's not exactly answering your question, but it's the broad stroke. It's the, how do you begin to be aware of what upsets you and reframe it so that you're coming from a calmer place?
Okay, Karen, we're coming up against another break. Would you be good enough to tell our listeners how they can reach you?
Sure. I have a website, which is KarenMcMahon.com.
Spell McMahon, please.
It's K-A-R-E-N.
That I know.
M-C-M-A-H-O-N.
And any particular phone number you want them to contact you at, or just through the website?
They can call me at 516-992-0828.
Great. We will talk more about this. We had step one, awareness. We're going to go move on to step two after the break. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, here on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
That was Horse Stories doing Push My Buttons. I'm here with Karen McMahon. Karen, you still with me?
Hi, Larry.
Oh, good. We're here. Okay, so awareness is number one step. What's the number two step?
Well, the way I put it is the first step is don't shoot the messenger.
Okay.
Right? That's your spouse that's pushing your triggers or your buttons. The second step is to get the message. And that's where you're really saying to yourself, what is it? What is it about what this person's saying to me that makes me go from 0 to 100, that makes me furious? And if I could give an example.
Please.
Let's take two people. One person comes from an abusive family. They've been put down and told how terrible they are their whole life. The other person comes from, maybe they have other dysfunctions, that's not one of it. They've never been told anything but how great they are, how healthy they are, how wonderful they are. Both of those people are confronted by an individual at different times. The individual yells and curses, puts them down, and berates them. They're going to have two completely different reactions. The person who has never really been berated is not going to receive it. They're going to say, are you kidding me? I will not be spoken to this way. And they would walk away. And they wouldn't be victimized by it. They wouldn't absorb it and react to it because it's not a button for them. The person who's grown up with this is going to be devastated. They're going to be like so taken that this person has just attacked them and abused them and victimized them. And they're going to have a reaction because it's such a sensitive trigger for them. So the exact same thing can happen to two people. And if it's not a trigger point, there's no reaction. And I highlight this to point out that it's actually all about us.
It's about the recipient. It's not about the messenger.
It's not a trigger for me. It's not bothering me.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. But what do you do when you're married to somebody for 25 years and she knows where your sore spots are? You know, and every so often she gets that jab right in the solar plexus and you can't breathe, you can't respond, you can only gasp for air and react.
Great question. The work isn't in getting her to change. It's being aware of what that button is and doing your own personal work. And what's going to ultimately happen, and I think this is what you're saying about how you used to be very angry and now you're not so much.
Right.
You do your personal work. You figure out what my buttons are, where that comes from. And then when she goes to touch your soft underbelly, you're not in a place of angst. You feel a little internal conflict still, but you can then say, you know what? I'm not dancing this dance with you. I'm not playing this game with you when you're ready to have a conversation or whatever that sounds like, but you're coming back with something that's calm and clear and healthy.
You know, I kind of get that. It's kind of, to use a baseball analogy, when the Red Sox were going crazy, they used to say, "Oh, that's Manny being Manny." Well, I guess the only way I know how to deal with it now, it's she's just being who she is, and I shouldn't expect anything different from her, and the fact that she's saying it doesn't make it true.
The fact that she's saying it does not make it true.
Right.
But the key thing is what you've done. You're not reacting anymore.
Most of the time. Not all the time. Most of the time.
Most of the time.
I know the day before we closed title on my house, I looked at her and I went, this is the last day in my entire life I will ever listen to you. And I meant it. I was very clear about it. Sent with a little bit of a bite to it, but not certainly not with a raised voice. So, what can I tell you? So, okay, awareness, shoot the messenger, get the message. Then what? Got to be another step.
Well, once you know what your trigger is, like you were just saying, okay, my parents used to tell me, you know, don't feel that way, don't act that way. Once you're aware of where it comes from and you've brought awareness to it, then the next time it happens, you bring awareness to it and you begin to almost witness from a distance what's going on. She's not going to play me anymore. Like, this isn't going to, I'm not going to react anymore.
You're right, it is dance.
Some personal healing. And that is part of it. Part of it is doing the personal healing, which is going back, where did this happen? Why does it upset me so much? And working that through. That's absolutely part of it. And then once you're aware of that, you see it coming. And not that, you know, it's a process. It's everything takes time. At first, you're aware of it. In fact, awareness is interesting. Once we have this conversation, your listeners may find that the next time they get into conflict, after the fact, they go, oh, wow, he was pushing that button, and I know that button. And then the next few times after it happens, they're aware of it while it's happening. And then a few times later, they actually see it coming. And that's how you get to the point. And once you see it coming, you don't have to react. Now you're witnessing it, and so you're in a different place. Okay.
And I would imagine that somebody like you as a divorce coach or a therapist or a behavioral modificationist, if there is such a word, would be someone you could go to help with that.
That's a lot of what we talk about, especially when people are in the midst of the battle or the struggle, because you're walking around stressed. And
it's
like, I don't want to be so stressed. Well, what can you do? Well, one of the things you can do is take a look at how you feel in conflict. And if you're always reacting, then that's exhausting. It's a lot of negative energy. It's a black hole. It's exhausting you. How do we change that? And that's what we'll look at.
And it's almost impossible to do that all by yourself.
It's very difficult. Because you can't see the forest for the trees. You
right.
need some perspective. And sometimes it's just a matter of asking a couple of questions, and then someone has an aha. It's like, oh, my God, that's always bothered me. When someone's pushing your buttons, you just want to look at them and say, you know, this is all about you. You're being abusive. You're not listening to me. You're shutting down on me. And, yeah, they're absolutely doing that. But what's your part in it? Why is it upsetting you so? And then you get to turn everything around. And now you're operating from a healthier place. I know my spouse is going to shut down. I know I'm going to confront them with this. We're going to have a conversation. They're going to shut down on me instead of getting upset and screaming and yelling and telling them, you have to engage with me. I'm going to deal with it differently.
Great.
Are you going to control them and change them? Maybe not. But you've already changed yourself. You're already in a better place.
Good. Karen, we're up against another break. We're going to continue this conversation in a little bit. I'm here with Karen McMahon. I am Larry Bloom on the Divorce Hour here at Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Well, that's a little different side of pushing one's buttons. That is Lil Johnson singing Push My Button, the Copulating Blues.
I love your music, Larry.
Thank you. Stick with me and you will get every kind of music imaginable. That's part of doing the show. It's so much fun to do the music. Karen, what is the number one means of stress reduction when you're going through a divorce?
The key is where you put your attention. And actually, I had a group last night. We did a support group. We had about 9 people, and we were talking about exactly that. And they were saying, but he's doing this, but she's doing this, but it's so unacceptable, it's not fair, it's wrong. And the thing is, if you've gotten to the place where you're getting divorced, there's a lot of conflict and somebody's not acting appropriately and things aren't fair. And you're so focused on that that you don't turn and look in the other direction. And the what's in the other direction is, okay, I'm going through a struggle. When I come out the other side, how can I be better off? How can I be a better person? What can I learn from this? And so the key, and not just in divorce, in any stressful situation, is what do I learn from this so that I am capable of navigating in a calmer, healthier way? And actually, I was hoping, Larry, to just talk for a minute about...
Sure.
A tool that I use with my clients, which is called, it's an energetic self-perception chart, and it talks about 7 levels of energy. And as I had said earlier, the lowest level of energy is victim energy, and we've all experienced people like this. They come across apathetic. They feel very hopeless. There's doubt and embarrassment, hopelessness and anxiety. And there are a lot of people who reside in that energy. And then the second one, which certainly when you're going through a divorce, is conflict energy. It's very negative. It's called catabolic. It's actually a destructive energy. You'll want to crawl under the covers and sleep for the day. You feel stress, disappointment, frustration, struggle. A lot of people reside in that. So the question is, how do you deal with stress? You shift up to the third, fourth, and fifth energy levels. That's how you deal with stress in a positive way.
Okay. Don't leave me in suspense. What are the other five energy levels?
Oh, I thought you might ask. When you go to level three, you shift into a place of reframing and coping. You begin to move to a place of forgiveness. Now, that's a really hard word for people who are in the midst of going through a struggle. I can't forgive. I'm not going to forgive. And the thing I'll say about forgiveness is it's not for the other person.
To forgive yourself?
You're forgiving the other person.
Okay.
But you're forgiving them for yourself. You're cutting the ties that are binding you to the bitterness and the angst and the resentment. It's almost like there's this rope pulling you down, and it's the rope of bitterness and resentment and... What you want to do is you want to cut that so that you can begin to fly into something healthier. So by forgiving the other person, and you don't even have to tell them you're forgiving them, you need to do it. You need to cut that tie. When you forgive, there's a sense of relief. It's like you've left all of that heaviness behind, and you can move into a healthier, heart-centered place. That's the transition level. When you go from victim or conflict into this place of forgiveness and taking your responsibility for your part in it, you begin to feel lighter. You begin to cope differently. You begin to reframe every situation so that it serves you better.
Okay.
Ready?
Tell me about number four.
Number four... Well, number three, the attitude that you have is, I still want to win. There's still a lot of negative energy. I win. If you win too, that's great, and I forgive you, but I'm going to win. When you move into level four, you're actually shifting it. You're going to a place of compassion and even service and saying, you win, and I care about you. I love you. You go to a place of gratitude, love, and caring. Now, how do you do that for a spouse? That you're divorcing, you kind of say, you know what, I know who you are. I know your weaknesses. I know your strengths. I know the angst you're going through, and I'm going through my angst too, and I get it. And I'm not going to draw this picture of you being something else. That's your stuff. I don't have to worry about you. And in that place, You're not serving them as in doing for them. It's more just a place of, I'm not going to take you personally. I am not taking your stuff personally. It's yours.
Okay. Now let's hear about the really good ones.
Yeah. So when
one,
you
two, three,
or
three, two, one is the case, maybe.
Right. So one and two are really heavy and negative. Three is a transition. Four is almost a place of service and compassion. When you get to five,
mm-hmm.
five is beautiful because your attitude is, I understand you, and I want both of us to win. I feel peaceful. I'm accepting that you are who you are, and I am who I am, and our situation is what it is, okay? And you focus on... calm, confidence, and fulfillment. It's like, how do we make this happen? And even if you're dealing with someone who's nasty and abusive and, let's say, wants to take all of the money, okay, I have faith or trust in the system that I'm in the attorney that I've hired. You're going to play your games, and I don't wish you any ill, and I am just going to, I'm calm, and I'm just going to walk through this and know that the outcome will be perfect. It's going to be exactly what it's going to be. I'm not and that's where I'm at. And it's a place of peace. It's a place of reconciliation. Not that you're reconciling with them, but you're reconciling with the situation itself. And what that does is it just allows you to go through your day. And even if, let's go back to your earlier example, the stock market's crashing, you're going home, you have a spouse who doesn't understand, and he or she still wants to buy the car or the new furniture, what have you. I know that's who you are. I know you don't get it. I know we have a lot of money that we probably just lost, and these things I don't have control over. But what do I have? I have my health. I have my kids. I'm capable, and I'm going to ride this wave. I'm going to know that everything is going to be exactly the same.
And there are two levels above that?
There are two levels above that.
What's above that?
Level six is the emotion is complete joy, fearlessness, oneness. And it's the thought is that it's a synthesis. It's everyone wins. Everyone always wins. What's the saying? It's all good.
Okay, and tell me about number seven before we go to a break, and then we'll wrap.
Number seven is a place that we all touch at times.
Nirvana?
It's creative genius. It's absolute passion. It's where you're at complete non-judgment. And if you're a singer, an artist, whatever it is that you totally enjoy, when you're in the zone, if you're a sports person and you're in the zone and it's like everything's flowing, that's level seven. Nobody lives there. Everybody gets to touch it at different times, some more than others. And it's that blissful place where people create, inventions happen, amazing music is made. That's level seven.
Okay, we're going to come back with our final segment with Karen McMahon on the Divorce Hour with me, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving communications. That's the answer.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Yeah. Those were the Pussycat Dolls singing, you guessed it, Push My Buttons. That's all my button songs for today, which is a good thing because that was my last break. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Larry.
One last time, how does one find you?
My website is KarenMcMahon.com. My number is 516-992-0828.
And I assume the website has a contact us section?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you told off the air, you told me something very exciting. You're in the process of doing what?
Oh, I have an ebook that I'm launching.
Very nice. And what's the topic of the ebook?
The title is Navigating Your Divorce. And it's a free book that gives people the basics of the emotional, the financial, and the legal do's and don'ts.
Very interesting. And how close are we to publication?
It's going to come out before the end of this month.
Wow. And this month, this month of August, within the next two or 3 weeks.
Exactly.
Well, we'll have to have you back on to talk about your ebook.
I would love to.
That would be great. All we need is it to be published and for me to read it, and then I can have you on.
I will make sure to send a copy.
You know, it's funny.
Right,
oh, thank you. You know, it's funny. I sit here on topics like this, and I guess I'm musically inclined. I think about that lyric from the Eagles. Every day I wake up and worry what's going to happen today. You see it your way, I see it mine, and we both see it slipping away. That's quite a realization, and once you see that, you look at your entire life in a whole different way. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And when you go through such a struggle, you either become bitter and resentful, or you become a better person. And that's, you know, for me and my practice, that's what so many people come in so hurt and so frustrated and bitter. And you can be bitter or you can be better. It's your choice. And the beautiful thing is, it's your choice.
Well, in closing, let me give you a, what do you call that? Testimonial. I went to one of Karen's meetings, sessions, divorce support group, about a year ago. And I was in a very, very bad place. To the point where I was actually crying through a good portion of the meeting. Now, if anybody knows me, you know I'm 6'4 and weigh far too much. And I'm a big guy. Big guys aren't supposed, like big girls don't cry. Big boys aren't supposed to cry. And Karen creates a safe place. She creates an area where you can share your deepest, your darkest, your most personal of feelings, and come out the other side feeling so much better. So if anybody really, and you need a coach. I mean, you need, look, who's the Tiger Woods has a golf coach. There's no one who couldn't benefit from a little bit of coaching. Karen, I'm so happy that you were here today. I really appreciate it.
Larry, thank you so much.
Okay. Is there any message you'd like to get out in our closing seconds?
I'd just like to say there are a lot of free resources on my website, and the book is listed there. If you're interested, go and check it out. There's a lot of blog posts that help you shift your perspective. And every little bit helps when you're going through this struggle.
And, of course, this entire show was based upon your blog post, Don't Push My Buttons. Because I get the blog posts as they come down. So
thank you.
Everyone out there should definitely listen. Listen to the show. Listen to Karen. Read the book. this has been an interesting week with the stock market going crazy, with everybody around going crazy because of it. And hopefully we have brought you a degree of sanity in an otherwise insane world. I want to thank Karen one last time for appearing on the show. Next week, I have no idea what I'm doing, so if you have a suggestion, email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. This has been the Divorce Hour with me, Larry Bloom, and my guest, Karen McMahon, on Talking Alternative. Have a great weekend, and a great week, everybody.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights 9 to 11 Eastern for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.